There are partial evidences which are recognised by us in our ordinary lives. For instance, I mentioned before, these moments of inspiration. Somebody like Pauling, an American chemist, who made a number of discoveries in a long life, which many scientists don't do. They make one discovery at the beginning and then they live on the fame of that for the rest of their lives. But he made he was consistently productive. Like Helmholtz, there was another one. Now, Pauling said, he said, when I'm confronted with a problem that defeats me, I deliberately make use of my subconscious mind. I concentrate intensely on it for at least 3 weeks. And then I deliberately dismiss it. He said, that's not so easy, but I dismiss it. And then sometimes weeks or months later, as with the structure of alpha keratin, suddenly the answer pops into my head from nowhere. Now, if we read biographies, we shall see how often these things happen. They're documented in the case of famous artists and writers and scientists. But as a matter of fact, nearly everybody has had some experience like this. And it can't be accounted for in the ordinary way, and it's uncomfortable. Now, Bertrand Russell, who was a great philosopher of science, he had such experiences. He describes in his autobiography, he had to give a series of papers, and he couldn't see how to fit his material together. And he was getting desperate because the deadline was approaching. Then he became exhausted. Then he went for a walk. He said, as I came in through the door, suddenly the whole thing was clear. How it should be arranged. He said, I don't say it was perfect, but it was far better than anything I could have done at the time. Anything else I could have done at the time. And Russell says, well, to account for that, I suppose I sowed the seeds by my concentration on it. And then the seeds came up. Now, this is not a very intelligent remark for such a brilliant man. There's a close parallel with the French, also a philosopher of science, Poincaré. He speaks of these experiences. But he points out that it's a new order that comes out. It's not just sowing seeds. When you sow seeds, you know what's going to come up. No new order comes out. Poincaré said the problem is that it's possible to imagine that the subconscious, as it was called then, simply tries many combinations. But the point is there's something which evaluates them and presents one of them as a solution. And it is something entirely new and unforeseen. And Poincaré said, this means that there is something in my subconscious which is more intelligent than I am. And he said, I should hate to admit that. And he sought to get round it by saying, well, it's possible that beauty is an index to truth, and that this subconscious entity can evaluate beauty and selects on that basis. But at least he saw the problem and faced it. Russell doesn't. Russell says, I sowed the seeds. But it's as if he was sowing seeds of blue, white and red at random, because he says there was no order in his mind. And then, when he came back, there's the moment of inspiration, and it's as though the seeds have come up in a Union Jack. They were sown at random, but something underneath the soil has brought them into order. Russell didn't see that. Poincaré saw that, much more intelligent on that point. Now, there are these experiences, which otherwise can't be accounted for. They're common, they're embarrassing, if you're a materialist, but they happen. And the yoga says this is a partial, but only partial, evidence of this light of intelligence which is beyond our conscious mind as we know it now. They have it in science, but it's not an inspiration for everyday life. Their pure concentration in science makes the clarity, cleans the instruments of prejudices and preconceptions, and then it can come out, but not in everyday life. And as we see with for instance, Einstein, he had these wonderful inspirations very early in life, very, very early. But he spent the last 30 years of his life fighting against the implications of them, because which he didn't care for. So that it's a partial indication and hint, but it's not a full account of the inspiration. Now, yoga says we must try periodically to clear the mind so that this light will shine through the clouds to clear away.